And the Democrats are in a panic, aren't they? Oh, you better believe they are. Why? Glenn Youngkin scares the daylights out of them. Not necessarily Glenn Youngkin, but the rebellion. The exodus of suburban moms. Women in their 20s and 30s and 40s saying, I'm out of here. Glenn Youngkin taking Virginia by storm, less than a week to go now. He's picking up momentum in the race for governor. And I can tell you the Democrats, oh, they are, like I said, scared to death. I want to go to bite number one with Glenn Youngkin. I want you to hear the momentum. I want you to hear and feel what's going on in Virginia because he is, as I've told you, going to win. Listen, bite number one.
This is a defining moment for Virginia, for our future. It's a defining moment for us to change the trajectory, not just for those that live here, but for America. There is a spirit in the sky. It's the spirit of Washington, of Jefferson, of Madison, Monroe, of Patrick Henry. We stand on their shoulders because Virginia's history is our nation's history. And our nation's future is rested in Virginia's present. I've been trying to meet 8.5 million Virginians. I'm not quite there yet. Therefore, I need you to speak on our behalf. You know what we're going to do. We're going to stand up for freedom and liberty. We're going to cut taxes, have the best job, the best schools, safe communities. It's big government control against individual liberty, and I'm on the side of individual liberty. That's what we're going to do. Let me tell you, we are going to win. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, there it is. You can feel it. You can feel the energy in his campaign and every place that he goes. And again, it's the mothers that are abandoning him. Let's jump to bite number three here, because it's one mom after another. And what's interesting about these suburban moms that many would tell you were the difference in the outcome of the 2020 election in many places. What's interesting about these moms is that they were Biden supporters, many of them, and many of them are being covered on the national news networks. That's what I think is really interesting. The national news networks are covering these stories now. CBS, ABC, NBC. Here's one from Fox. You would expect this, but another Virginia mom speaking out on why she is rejecting the comments from Democrat Terry McAuliffe and how he doesn't think parents should have a role in their kids' education, which has become the defining issue in this election. And the parents should not interfere in the way schools are teaching their kids. Parents seem to disagree with that quite strongly. Listen.
Yeah, our schools are too important. Our kids are too important. We can't sit back and just assume that everybody else is going to take care of this. What's happening in the schools right now, we have phenomenal teachers, but it's the leadership. We need someone to come in and basically, I think, clean house or something. And I haven't heard McAuliffe say, you know, hey, I'm going to go and investigate what's happening in the schools. But I did hear Youngkin say that, so why don't we give him a shot?
How did you feel about him saying, the former governor saying, parents shouldn't be involved?
My head honestly was about to explode when I heard that. I thought, are you kidding me? Of course we should be involved. Our kids are the most important thing, and their education, and they've lost a year of learning. We've got to get that back, and we need new leadership is what it is.
Thank you so much.
My head was about to explode. That's the way many parents feel across this country as the government comes in. Self-appointed leaders of your children. It's one thing if they're elected to do a government job, do that job. Your job is not to raise my children. Your job is not to decide what my kid gets to learn in school if we object to it. And if parents step forward and say, this is wrong. And you look at what happened in Loudoun County, Virginia. Now that we know that a young man dressed as a girl, who they say is gender fluid, sodomized and raped another child in the bathroom, that's a big issue in Virginia as well. Huge issue. Because parents are saying, look, you put our kids in danger, and you knew it, and then you lied about it. Because the Loudoun County School Board and the superintendent denied it ever happened. We have no record of that, really, because the sheriff's department does, the police department does, the prosecutor does. Moving to bite number six now, over on CNN, more obsessions about the flagging campaign of Terry McAuliffe and what it means nationwide. And this is the most important thing here. It is a rejection in Virginia. Even if Terry McAuliffe were to sneak this out, because remember, Joe Biden won Virginia by better than 10 points in 2020. If McAuliffe somehow survives this because he got enough early votes before his support collapsed, even if he survives this, it shows a shift in this nation about the support that Democrats have lost. It shows the support that the Democrats have lost in many years, most notably suburban parents, like I said, and those suburban moms, so critical to the win. But on CNN, more obsessing about what it means nationally. Listen to this.
How much of an impact? This is the here and now. Let's talk about the here and now, and we'll see if we can change it. This is the president's approval rating right now. This is an average. Our poll of polls takes the most recent polls and averages them together. The president's approval rating is down to 44%. His disapproval is at 50%. If a year from now the president's numbers are like that, goodbye House, goodbye Senate, goodbye a lot of governor's races.
Right.
Is that enough to sink Terry McAuliffe right there, the president's approval rating alone?
Oh, it's goodbye everything. I guarantee you that. Let me tell you this. As of yesterday, the president's approval rating was the lowest it has been to date in the Real Clear Politics average of polls. His approval rating now at just 42%. His disapproval rating at 52%. He's minus 10. He's minus 10. And what does that mean? How does that translate? Well, let me give you an example out of New Hampshire. Brand new poll yesterday. The governor, Sununu, beating the sitting Senator Maggie Hassan by 5 points. One of the better polling numbers he's gotten. And so look for New Hampshire to become a red state in the Senate. Look for the same in Georgia. Look for the same in Arizona. Look for the same in other states. I'm telling you, big change is coming. I'll be right back.